Conscience. Chapter 9. Our conscience is formed from our particular religious belief, depending on our acceptance of it deep inside ourselves. If we're religious, our conscience is formed by the truth in the faith we get from the Bible, or from principles that come from the Bible, depending on our acceptance of them in our heart. When we know what is true from our faith, understand it in our own way, and then want it to happen and act on it, we build up a conscience. Acceptance in our heart means acceptance in our motivation, since our motivation is what we call our heart. That is why, when we have conscience, the things we say and do come from our heart. We don't have a divided mind. We do whatever we understand and believe to be good and true. People who are more enlightened than others about the truth that comes from faith and who have a clearer sense of reality can have a more highly developed conscience than people who are less enlightened and have a clouded sense of reality. Our real spiritual life is contained in a true conscience, since that is where our faith comes together with kindness. So doing things according to our consciences is doing them from our spiritual life. But doing things that are against our conscience is doing things against our own life. That is why we're calm, peaceful, and joyful inside when we do things according to our conscience. But we get upset and depressed when we do things that are against it. This depression is called pangs of conscience. We have a conscience about what is good and a conscience about what is fair. Our conscience about what is good is our inner self-conscience, and our conscience about what is fair is our outer self's conscience. Conscience about what is good is doing things according to the rules of faith from an inner love. Conscience about what is fair is doing things according to civil and ethical law from an outer love. When we have a conscience about what is good, we also have a conscience about what is fair. But when we only have a conscience about what is fair, we're able to accept a conscience about what is good, and we do accept it when we're taught about it. When we're kind to other people, we have a conscience about what is true, since it's formed by a belief in the truth. But when we love the Lord, we have a conscience about what is good, since it's shaped by a love for the truth. This second kind of conscience is a higher kind. It is intuition about the truth from goodness. If we have a conscience about what is true, we're in the Lord's spiritual realm. But if we have the higher kind of conscience that is called intuition, we're in the Lord's heavenly realm. Here are two examples to show what conscience is. Suppose you had something that belonged to someone who didn't know you had it. In this situation, you could make some money without having to worry about the law or about losing your reputation and people's respect. If you gave the thing back to its owner anyway because it didn't belong to you, then you'd be acting out of conscience. You'd be doing what is good and fair because it is good and fair. Or suppose you were able to get a particular job, but you knew there was someone else who also wanted the job and who would be more useful to your country in that job than you would be. If you let the other person have the job for the good of the country, then you'd also be acting out of conscience. It's the same in any other situation. From these examples, we can see what it's like not to have a conscience. It's just the opposite of what it is like to have a conscience. For example, if you'd make things that are unfair and wrong appear to be fair and right in order to make money, and if you would also make what actually is fair and right appear to be unfair and wrong, you do not have a conscience. You do not even know what conscience is. If someone explained to you what it is, you would not believe it or even want to know. That's what we're like when everything we do is for the sake of ourselves and material things. If we don't accept conscience in the world, we cannot accept it in the other life either, which means we cannot be saved. We're missing the place inside of us that heaven flows into and works through, meaning the place the Lord works through to lead us towards himself. Conscience is the place in our minds where we receive what flows into us from heaven.